You're listening to an edited version of the live Voices of Montana statewide radio program. Find us on Facebook and subscribe for further podcasts wherever you get your audio on demand. I'm Tom Schultz, host of the program. Thanks for joining us, and please feel free to contact me at studio@voicesofmontana.com. Great to have you joining us here, and again, thanks. 23 years, two decades strong, working on three. Happy Cinco de Mayo. All right, I remember Speedy Gonzalez, okay? That's the cartoon that it's as old as I am. And happy Cinco de Mayo, if that brings back fond memories. That's good. Speedy, I'm not sure it's politically correct anymore. I know someone who is, and they're doing good work, and we'll go right to that. Elizabeth Wood, the second vice president of the Montana State Elks Association from Lodge 725 in Kalispell. Maybe I just made an assumption, Elizabeth. Are you politically correct? Maybe how much? 95% of the time?
That might be a little high on the percentage there.
Well, thanks for being here. I really enjoyed it. We caught up a little bit yesterday ahead of this interview and talked about all the things that, and it's national, it's Elks National Youth Week, and you guys do a ton of stuff. But let's start with the scholarship program, because I was a bit floored at the money, and it's really available to anybody. They don't have to be sons and daughters of Elk members. I think that's really cool.
Yeah. So, you know, we do have those scholarships for our Elks members, but above and beyond that, we have a huge program for any kid out there that's a senior that's graduating. They just put so much money out. And it starts at the local lodge level, really. So each lodge, they have their winners they pick at their level. They pick these great kids in their community that they want to recognize. So there's money given out at the local lodge level. Those kids then go on to our state level, and our state committee, they look over these awesome kids and they pick winners. And then we're given more money out at the state level. And then we send those kids on to nationals, and our Elks National Foundation look over these awesome kids and they're like, wow, they're going to give more money out. So yeah, there's just a ton of money that we're giving out. We're actually, you know, second in the country for giving out scholarships to kids for continuing education. So that's a pretty awesome fact there.
Wow. Montana is second in the country in the Elks organization for giving out
scholarships. No, not Montana. I would say Elks in general.
Gotcha.
So across the nation.
Gotcha.
Across the nation.
All right.
But yeah, so there's some good money going out. So to give you kind of an idea there, the Elks National Foundation gives out 500 four-year scholarships a year, and this is to across the country, but I kind of ran some numbers to give you an idea coming out of Montana. So these are Montana kids that are getting those four-year scholarships. Over the last 20 years, we've got 218 kids that have been awarded these four-year scholarships, which is pretty awesome. And those four-year scholarships range anywhere from $1,000 a year to $12,000 a year to $30,000 a year, up to $50,000 a year. So it's pretty awesome.
And so what are the qualifications? It's like a four-year scholarship. I mean, it really is money in the bank for parents who are looking for any kind of help to get their kids through school without enormous debt. On the other side, very significant. Any strings attached?
No. As far as this one goes, you just have to get these four-year scholarships, you have to be going for a four-year degree. Other than that, there really aren't any strings attached. You know, their criteria for this is you just have to be a graduating senior. They're going to look at different things. Of course, they want to see that you've got, you know, you're holding decent studies, but it's bigger than that. They're looking to see that you're involved in your community. They want to see that you're doing that community service. They want to see that you've got goals in mind. And I'm telling you, some of these kids that have come out of Montana, they've got degrees ranging anywhere in computer science, biochemistry, graphic design, wildlife biology. I mean, it's just all over the place. It's pretty awesome.
Who comes to mind? Yeah, I mean, your lodge has probably given out a few.
We have, yeah. So, I mean, we're talking every little town across the state of Montana. We've got kids that have received these scholarships. One that comes to mind, we have a kid actually that we awarded out of our lodge from Columbia Falls. His name was Colin, and this was back in 2017, so a few years ago. So, you know, same process, started at the local lodge level, went up to, you know, the state, and we sent him on to nationals, and he won the first place scholarship that year. So
wow.
That awarded him the $50,000 scholarship for 4 years. So that is fabulous.
Say that again. He won a $50,000 a year scholarship?
Yes. So we're looking at, you know, he went off to Stanford. So that's a pretty nice little chunk of money right there to help him out with his schooling.
Yeah, no kidding. But that was at that national level. So he went through the state or the local, the state, and the national level, and just kept moving on through that. Real cool.
Yeah.
More about this then. When do kids apply? When do they know that they're going to be successful?
Okay. So we just finished up our 2021 awarding year. So now we're going into 2021-22. Those dates won't get released until probably this summer sometime. But typically, if you keep an eye on our website, which is elks.org, that's our national website. But if you log onto that website, you'll see lots of amazing things that the Elks do across the country. But you'll find the link for the Most Valuable Student Scholarship Award. That's where they're going to go to apply, and that typically goes live in September sometime.
Okay. So keep that in mind, parents. I know that when you're looking at putting your kids through college as a parent, you start looking at that probably pretty early and thinking, where you're going to go, how am I going to pay for it? This could be an opportunity. It helped, and anything will help. So are there other types of scholarships available outside of this
yes.
4-year scholarship? Is there like anything for
yes.
technical schools or career, you know, education?
Yeah, there certainly are. So Montana State, we have scholarships coming from our Montana State Association. So these are scholarships that are basically awarded to just our Montana kids. We have music scholarships, which is pretty awesome. That one, you're completing an essay and you're actually doing a little recorded audition that you send off to our committee. So we're recognizing some of those music students out there. We also have vocational scholarships. Those ones go out to 2-year or less technical program students. So, and we're really looking for kids to apply for this. We're kind of short on kids applying for this, but I mean, we've got great colleges in our state, that are, you know, great kids that are going to these technical schools, and we want to give them some money. So we want to get the word out there for those. We also have a Sarah E. Jenny scholarship, which is for kids that are going to school in Montana. So they're that requirement. They have to stay in Montana. But that one's pretty wide open as well. It can be a 4-year university. It can be a college, vocational, tech school, or community college. So that's pretty wide open. So we've got a lot of great options out there for kids. We want to give money out.
Where does this money come from?
So the state money comes primarily from, so for our state scholarships, that's a lot of donations coming from our Elks members in the state. But Elks National Foundation is where we are giving our contributions to as members. We're donating to that. And because of our contributions and generous donations we give, we get back money from them to put right back into our kids and into our communities. The scholarships, so these Most Valuable Student scholarships are coming from that Elks National Foundation. A lot of the grants also that we put back into our communities for different youth functions come from ENF. So, for instance, I can use my lodge as a good example here because it's top of my mind here, but our Elks National Foundation grants, a couple examples we give to the FFA in our community. Talk about great kids. My goodness.
Yeah.
Those FFA kids are just amazing. So we give them travel scholarships, which helps them get to their competitions in state and nationals. So that's a grant that we give. We also have done music scholarships or grants in our community. So we go to all the schools, kind of get them stocked up on whatever kind of music, you know, instruments they need. Sometimes the schools aren't getting so much money in their budget for music. So we try to help the schools out with that. So those are a couple examples of other ways that we're helping the youth in our communities with this ENF money.
That's and thank you so much for that. We got to take a short little break here, and we'll come on back and talk about the hoop shoot thing that you guys do.
Yeah.
That's super popular. And it is National Youth Week. I want to get more information out on that. But the scholarships are real important, especially now as kids are concluding their junior year and looking at their senior year. Let's get ready for college. Find out more at mtelks.org. And we're back with more voices. Back with Elizabeth Wood here, second vice president of the Montana State Elks Association and a former committee chairwoman of the Montana State Elks Association Youth Activities Committee. And we are talking about, it is Elks National Youth Week. Went through a ton of scholarship, but all that stuff is available. Go to the website and find out more information. Take advantage of that, parents. Now the hoop shoot. The hoop shoot, is it on this year?
It's on this year. I'm so excited. It was a little rough last year. I mean, this competition has been going for nearly 50 years and haven't missed a year. So last year was a little rough.
It was. So, some lodges did it. The national level didn't do it, but lodges were allowed to do it in the state of Montana. But now the national competition is on. When does it start? What's how do we get signed up for it? I'm only 13. Can I play?
Well, you know, I've always joked about starting, and I don't know. I won't say an
I
old
bet.
Person.
Yeah, go ahead.
Contest.
Yeah.
but sticking to the kiddos. So kind of keep an eye out. You can go onto our elks.org. Elks.org has all this information. You can go to the hoop shoot section there. You can actually look up for a competition in your area, in your town. This competition is for kids 8 through 13, and it is one of my favorites. We've got other programs like junior golf, soccer shoots. We've got other stuff, but the hoop shoot is just one of my favorites. What I love about it is you will see kids that maybe don't even play on an organized sports team, or maybe they do, but they're not that real aggressive player. What you see with the hoop shoot are kids that maybe just shoot hoops in the backyard with their kid, with their siblings or with their dad or mom. And all of a sudden they're going straight to nationals and they're making 24 or 25 out of 25 shots. It's so amazing.
And it's free throws. And participation, yeah. You don't have to be a big star. Are there like prizes available too? Or?
Yeah. Yeah. So most of our lodges give out excellent little trophies, and they're nice quality trophies. And we really want to recognize these kids for the hard work they've put in. So you typically get trophies at, you know, the local level. You get trophies at the district level. So, again, we really like to progress these kids through. So they start at local level. They win that tournament. They go on to district level. Then they go on to state level. Each level, they're getting trophies. Once you get to state level, we're super proud of these kids. So we start, you know, putting T-shirts on them and jackets and sending them off to nationals and being proud of our Montana kids. And then they go to nationals. And I'm telling you what, if you get a chance to look on our website, these kids, they are treated to a real, real once-in-a-lifetime experience in Chicago. So for that tournament, it's a big event. It's huge. So
have those,
it's an awesome event.
Have those dates been determined yet?
Typically our local lodge tournaments are held anywhere from like say November, December, district tournaments usually in January and state tournaments in February. And then our national tournament is typically in March, April, around in there.
All right, so a lot of time left in the summer to work on that shot. Elizabeth Wood, thank you so much, and thank all the Elks for what they do for kids. Appreciate that.
Absolutely, thanks so much for letting me get on here and you know, give the youth of our community some props here.
Yep, that's right. A little shout out. Again, it's the Montana Elks Association, and open phones tomorrow. Take care.
You've been listening to Voices of Montana. Comments and opinions heard are those of the host or callers, and not necessarily those of this station, sponsors, or Northern News Network. Join us Monday through Friday at 9:06 for Voices of Montana.